In the studio, oh gosh, it's Josh, and we've also got Alicia in as well. You've got another couple of questions to ask Alicia, and you've got some interesting facts.
Yes.
Who wants to go first in?
Me.
Should we let old Bossy Boots go first in, shall we?
Well, it's ladies first, actually.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're right, absolutely.
Have you?
Hang on, are you a lady?
Yes, I am a lady.
All right then, come on in, what's your question?
Have you dressed up on Halloween?
Have I dressed up on Halloween? Not really, no. I don't really do Halloween. I know you have. Do you just want to describe what you've got on?
Skeleton onesie.
You've got a skeleton onesie on. Okay, and I've got to point out, you actually walked here in your skeleton onesie.
Yep.
All the way from where?
College.
All the way from college. So you live in Ryde, Binstead?
Binstead.
How did you get to what college? In the car? On a bus?
Bus.
So you went... So this gets even
no,
better,
I put it on when I was at college.
Oh, you didn't get on a bus like it then?
No.
Scaring all those people. So you've walked down from the college to Vectis Radio in your skeleton onesie?
Yeah.
Did you get any funny looks? You did when you got in though, didn't you? All right, any more questions? Or was that it? That's it, is it? Okay, I've got one about Halloween. Are you going to celebrate Halloween tonight? Do you do all those funny things? Because they do that apple bobbing and things like that, don't they?
No, but...
Are you into all that?
We are having a Halloween afterglow tea party in the comedy room.
Okay.
On Thursday's afternoons.
Oh, right, okay. Well, enjoy that. And that was my question. That was my contribution. Now it's time for Josh. Should we let Josh get a word in edgeways now?
And then...
All right. Oh, you ain't finished. And then what?
I just want to say a few words.
Oh, go on then. You still ain't finished then. Go on then. You carry on.
Hello, everyone from Pathways and my class. Hello, Felix Centre. Hello, my friends, Andy, Mark, Jade, Ellie, Robert, Lucy, and hello, my mum. I hope you had a lovely holiday, Mum. Love you.
Oh, what's Mum's name?
Angela.
Angela. Hope you have a lovely holiday, Angela. Where's Angela going then?
Greece.
What, now? She's going to
She went last Saturday.
Oh, wow. I bet she got a tan.
No.
Right. Okay. You got one thing I found out about you. You've got more friends than I have. All those people you mentioned then.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. You got some interesting facts then.
Yes.
Let's do it.
There are no words in the dictionary that rhyme with orange.
Orange, gorange, or no? Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Hang on, can you think of any, Alicia? Orange?
Lorange.
Lorange. Lozenge. It's close, isn't it?
Lorange.
No, all right, we'll give you that one then. What's next?
There's actually a fear of Halloween.
There is a fear of Halloween. I bet it's a really tricky word to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Go on, give it a go.
Samhainophobia.
How did they get a fear of Halloween out of Samhainophobia? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's because one of the words that's in that is actually the real name for it.
Oh, right. Okay. Because apparently the people like to think that it originated... Because, it's blimmin' American, but it didn't. It comes from Britain originally.
Yes.
So, anyway, so there is a fear of Halloween. Have you got a fear of Halloween?
No.
And you haven't, for sure, have you? Because you got dressed up.
Yep.
We've now got a fear of you. All right. And any more facts and figures over there?
Halloween is one of the oldest celebrations in the world, dating back to 200 years.
Crikey. Sherry was alive then. You know, that lady that comes down with you? When we go out in a minute, we'll ask Sherry what it was like back then. What was the original Halloween like, Sherry? That's what we should say. Any more for any more?
The Irish began the tradition of Halloween.
The Irish did? Okay, so it's an Irish thing. Blame them for it then. All those people coming around and trick or treating tonight. You got one as well, have you?
What's your scary thing about Halloween?
What's my scary thing about Halloween? People knocking on the blooming door when I'm having my tea. That's my scary thing. Do you know what? We moved into our house. Funny enough, Halloween for the last 10 years has actually meant not a massive amount to us, but we moved into our house 10 years ago this very day. So we moved in on Halloween. So we are repeating what we did 10 years ago tonight. We've got fish and chips. The only unfortunate thing is we've got the in-laws coming round to share those fish and chips. Hope they're not listening to these cows. Okay, have you got any more facts, Josh, or is that it?
That's it.
That's it? No more interesting facts? Any more questions?
No.
So what are you going to be doing tonight for Halloween? Are you going to be doing anything extra special, or avoiding answering the door? So what we generally do is we go down the other end of the house and turn the lights off, so we sit in darkness until about 7:30. 7:30 seems to be the cut-off point. After that, no one comes round. There is a sign that you can... There is a poster that you can download off the internet and you can put it in your door so people will know that you don't want to partake in Halloween. What about you, Alicia? Are you a little bit sort of more open-mindedness, open-minded on the situation with people knocking on your door? Are you going to give them sweets? Are you going to give them some of your cakes?
Nope.
So even though you're like dressed up as, you know, got into your Halloween spirit and so on, you're still not going to answer the door and give any stuff away?
Nope.
That's a bit mean, isn't it? But I fully understand.